Dr. Leonard Coldwell speaks about root cause of disease. His system for educational self-healing includes an instinctual piece first, then the physical component. I read his book, The Only Cancer Patient Cure, and his knowledge and energy to share what he knows is unbounding. This will be one quick half hour. I'm Robin with Tributaries. I know you specialize in non-pharmaceutical cancer treatment. Is working with other diseases any different, though, as far as looking at root cause for disease?
No. And the thing is, I'm sorry, I just had a German show. It doesn't matter if you have cancer of the wallet, cancer of the relationship, cancer of your finances, cancer of your career, or cancer of your body. It doesn't matter in any part of life, and it doesn't matter what illness it is. I just specialized on cancer based on my mom had cancer, and 7 siblings of my mom had cancer. All 4 grandparents of mine died of cancer. So the thing is that I had to specialize on cancer to just cure my mom. 46 years ago, she had a life expectancy of 6 months. She's still alive today, 46 years later, absolutely healthy, 82 years old. People can see her on my website, drleonardcoldwell.com, with me on stage 2 months ago in Hanover, Germany, so that they get an understanding that somebody with hepatitis C, liver cirrhosis, fatty liver, and terminal liver cancer in the final state could completely get healthy and stay healthy now over 40 years. Physical, final root cause for the body is lack of energy. And you will never see somebody that gets the flu or the cold that is motivated, highly positive, loves life, getting the cold or flu. It's impossible. The person has to be worn out, tired, exhausted, depressed to get sick at the first place. My most favorite example is, imagine you live with your mother-in-law, and your mother-in-law hates you, and every time you come home, she's already waiting on the door to bombard you with all kind of nagging and questions and getting on your nerves. So after a while, you get stomach pain. The first symptom, if you have emotional stress like this and making compromises against yourself, which is the root cause of cancer, mental and emotional stress, now your mother-in-law is still there. And you're trying to get better, but you can't because the mother-in-law, you don't want to even go home anymore. There she is. So now you get stomach ulcers, meaning the body always speaks in symbols. So that means short-term things in your life you cannot mentally, emotionally digest goes on to the stomach. So now the mother-in-law is not short-term anymore. She stays. So now it becomes long-term. And long-term means colon, things you can long-term not digest in your life, and you get colon cancer. So now you can do everything. You can get surgery, you can get chemotherapy, you can get radiation, whatever it is, it doesn't matter. You can do any natural approach. That might help you at least to get rid of the tumors, the symptoms for a while. So my system, the EBMS system, it means instinct-based medicine system, is the science of identifying and eliminating the root cause of every negative result in the human life. So now you do all natural things and you start feeling a little bit better. Then you get horribly worse and you don't know why, because the mother-in-law is still there. So it doesn't matter. The root cause, the mother-in-law, with all her nagging and negativity, is still there. So nothing can help you. In EBMS, we help people to find out where this root cause is and how to get rid of it. So we stabilize people's self-confidence and self-love and so on to get rid of the mother-in-law in their own house. The second she is gone, the healing process starts. Yes, of course, you can make it easier on the body. You can take 18 apricot seeds a day. You can have honey with cinnamon in it. All of this cures cancer. You can use sodium bicarbonate with maple syrup, caramelize it in a frying pan. All of this cures the symptoms of cancer. Cancer is not an illness. Cancer is a symptom. And these symptoms are easy to correct. And with a good cleansing system and so on, the symptoms disappear. And with the mother-in-law gone, the cancer will disappear just on its own. You wouldn't need even to do anything else. This is true for everything in life. So when you feel uncomfortable in the life situation, you have a boss that you cannot bear, you live in a relationship that you hate, but also of being broke, also of having any other autoimmune disease, because an autoimmune disease is an internal suicide command, saying to yourself, I don't want to live like this anymore. All these traumatic mental and emotional stress events can lead to total energetic breakdown and therefore to not wanting to live anymore. That's one of the main causes of death due to an autoimmune disease. There's no difference if it's Parkinson's, if it's Alzheimer's, if it's dementia, if it's MS, does not matter. It's all the same. At the end, it's all the same. It just has different symptomatic, but that's really it. Basically, it is really, really important for people to understand. You're the only person who can make you sick or allow that somebody else can make you sick. Or eating, of course, genetically modified organisms and having Monsanto pesticides, Roundup on your food and poison yourself, literally. That's basically the only possibility to get sick, to make yourself sick or let yourself made sick. And you're the only one that can cure you. My brand new book, The Only Cancer Patient Cure, the message is out there. You need to stabilize a person because illness, mainly cancer, is based on lack of self-confidence, lack of self-esteem, lack of hope, living in constant fear. These kind of things, having no clear goals and all these kind of things.
Yes, I would like to ask you about that. How do you work with someone? Can you cite a specific example of one of the protocols?
So the IBMS sessions is there are 13 sessions. The first session is to find out if we can work with a patient or not, meaning does he want to learn to cure himself or does he want us to cure us, then we cannot work together. And then we have 12 sessions, where in the first three sessions we find out about every hidden element in the past of this person and in the life in the present that is stressing the person out. So after these 3 days, we help the person to delete the past, for example. We delete it. We don't talk about it. There's no psychotherapy. There's no psychoanalysis. We delete in 5 minutes the entire negative past.
How do you do that?
That is something you cannot really explain in an hour or two because it's a process that leads there. And in my seminars, I always say the Dr. Caldwell psychotherapy is get over it and move on. And that's at the end what it really is. I invented a technique where in 20 minutes, all the pictures of your past, all the negativities of your past, your own failures, things that people have done to you, will come in front of your eyes and then you will be able to mentally, physically, emotionally let it go once and for all. It's a specific technique. After that, the patients cry sometimes half an hour, sometimes 6 hours, sometimes 3 days. And after that, they come back, they are open, their eyes are shiny again, and then we start to build the person up. We do goal-setting workshops. We do motivational workshops, all individualized with one patient. We teach them what motivates them. We teach them how to create goals, how to create an action plan. Are these really your goals? Are these somebody else's goals? Do you have communication problems in your relationship? Do you have lack of money? You cause it. It's cancer of the wallet. So why do you cause that? The thing is, we go through every facet, and there's no whining, there's no complaining, there's no self-pity party with themselves. We break this pattern. It's literally impossible because we made it so laughable from their own perspective that they instantly, if they fall into the self-pity again, which allows more horrible things to happen, automatically snaps themselves out by laughing about it and saying, that is so stupid, I'm wasting my day, I'm wasting my energy, I'm wasting my time for the stupid self-pity party with myself. What difference does it make? What goal do I want to achieve? And that we do in every single part of life, relationship, finances, private, personal, business, career. And only the strong person that believes in him or herself is capable of dealing with life without damage. And this is basically, and it's limited to 12 sessions, active sessions. so that there cannot be any form of addiction. Because there is enough cults in this world, and we do not need to create more cult followers or independent people. We are creating dependent people on themselves, independent people in general. But they are only dependent on themselves, their own instinct. That's why it's called instinct-based medicine system. We are poking in a way that their instinct tells them, what is the root cause for the problem in this way? What do you really want? What do you feel? Because your instinct is God talking to you. Your instinct is your soul. So if you listen to your instinct and use common sense, you will always be right. And we lead the patient to get there. The second that is done, mainly after the elimination of the past traumata and emotional baggage, they start already healing. That's why sometimes I have spontaneous healings. We have at least 900 people that were dying, stage four cancer, no hope anymore, that got off the massage table where we do the exercise and were cured. Spontaneous healing. Because the second they had let go of the self-hatred, of the guilt, of all the absurdities people put into their brain, the cause was gone, the energy came back, and they were cured spontaneously. It's not like I can do this on purpose. It depends on the patient. But the healing will happen no matter what, always. Every patient who really does the coaching and does the work that I give them, that we tell them to do, because I have trained IBMS coaches now all over, because I don't work with patients anymore. I'm kind of like booked 5 years in advance with seminars and workshops and stuff like this, writing books. As I said, my new book is already in Germany, and now it's already in a second edition within 2 weeks in English. The first printing sold out right away, but we didn't come with a second edition because I added something, a specific cure system for medically pre-damaged patients. And if you understand that the tumor is your lifesaver. Your tumor is there to save your life. So if your body is completely toxic, it builds a bag and collects all the toxins and stuffs it in this bag and closes this up so that it cannot kill you anymore. That's called a tumor. And with a needle biopsy and pinch into it, if you have breast cancer, for example, and it explodes like an air balloon with water-filled air balloon, and they shoot all the poisons in the system, and now you all of a sudden have a very fast-growing, very aggressive form of cancer. No, you didn't have that. They gave it to you. And chemotherapy is mustard gas. After the Geneva Convention, forbidden as a war chemical.
I think my listening audience is pretty savvy to a lot of what's going on, and I appreciate what you do with your lectures and your book in order to share this. But since we're on such a short time frame, I would really love to have you be able to share some of the more positive things that someone can do. Your protocol for releasing emotional baggage and everything is great. And then I know from there you have a 21-day protocol. Can you share a little bit or just something specific that you feel
basically
is so
the
important?
The physical part, which doesn't really matter, to be honest.
Because I see.
Stanford has proven that 95% of all cancer, all illness, and doctor visits are stress-related, mental and emotional stress-related.
Okay,
so what you guys all think is completely absurd. You cannot cure anybody through diet. Not one single person ever got cured through diet. It's complete BS.
In the process of recovery, I love that you emphasize whole body cleansing versus single organ cleansing, and I think that's
very important. Very dangerous. You have to have a full body cleanse that cleanses every single cell at the same time, because say you do a liver cleanse and now you push all the poisons into the bloodstream because it has to go into the bloodstream so that it can come out first. You might be already so acidic, have toxemia and acidosis, that you might just die the second you use a one single organ cleanse. And it will always cause damage. Every colon cleanse causes damage. Every single organ cleanse causes damage. So you need to do a full body, single cell, a cleansing system for a minimum of 21 days, because only 21 days, everything below will not stay. Ivan Pavlov proved that you have to have 21 days conditioning factors so that the body stays in a healthy state. and everything shorter, like a seven-day cleanse is the absurdest thing you can do. If you have no cleanse available, you do a juice cleanse. You do a juice cleanse, and if you cannot just do a juice cleanse for 21 days, then eat some organic vegetables or fruit. But you need the energy and the detoxification factor of the cleanse, and you have to make your juice yourself. You have to eat silica every single day, meaning 2 tablespoons of silica, food grade or pharmaceutical grade, 2 tablespoons on 8 ounces of water 3 times a day that alkalizes you, because as you know, being acidic is killing you. The healthy pH is 7.36. Then you cannot have cancer. Otto Warburg and Max Planck got a Nobel Prize in medicine by proving cancer cannot exist in an oxygen-rich, alkaline environment. So cannot viruses or bacteria or fungi. All the negativity needs an acidic environment to strive, to multiply. So the main thing is to get yourself alkaline, then you're as good as cured on a physical level. But when your mental and emotional trauma doesn't go away, your nagging boss or whatever it might be, you will always get it back, because stress makes you acidic like nothing else. And then oxygen, which is very easy. You have algae, you have seagrass juice. You can also juice anything that's green, that's putting oxygen, chlorophyll in your system. Parsley even creates more oxygen in your system. An entire bottle of calcium, just a little bit of parsley.
One thing that is always such a mystery, the Western medical community rarely even mentions the lymph system.
We have 4 times more lymph liquid than blood, and that's our immune system, our physical immune system. Blood is pumped, but the lymph liquid only moves with aerobic exercise or very deep stomach breathing. Aerobic exercise is only swimming or biking. The best lymph drainage to get it going is the miniature trampoline. Because if you have a river and you dump dirt in it, it doesn't matter. It cleans itself. But if the river is stuck and you throw dirt in it, in 3 to 7 days, everything is rotten and dead in it. The same happens to your lymph system. And if you imagine you have 4 times more lymph liquid than blood, and you need the lymph liquid for the cleansing, for the healing, for transportation of nutrients, for everything in the body, you need the lymph system. Everything that heals, like Gerson therapy or Hoxie or Dr. Roy Rife machine, the Rife machine cures everything, including AIDS. Every diabetic can be cured in 60 days just on a raw coast diet. If you have diabetics too, you go on a raw food diet for 6 weeks, better 2 months, the diabetes is gone. You drink a gallon of water a day with half a teaspoon of water in it.
Half a teaspoon of salt. Yes, and can you talk about why that's important? I've been doing that with my clients for quite some time, and it would be great for you to confirm why that is so great.
It's about dehydration. You die of dehydration. Every human being, no matter when you die at the last 3 seconds of dehydration. Dehydration is the only cause for wrinkles. Dehydration is the main cause for illness, early death, early aging, and so on, because our body, if you don't count the teeth and the heart matter, is built 96% from water. So this water doesn't get replaced all the time like a running river. It starts rotting away. So if you just drink one day well, the next day you don't, the body thinks, no, I'd rather keep what I have because I don't know if I get something. So after 3-4 days drinking a gallon of water, and then you need the pink salt, the Himalaya salt in it, because without the salt, it doesn't get into your cells. It just runs through the kidneys and out. And the body needs salt for every electrical reaction. The brain, the muscle movement, everything needs electricity, and it only comes from enough water and salt. And the only salt you can take is pink salt, because the sea salt is highly radioactive from Fukushima, and table salt can be 1/3 salt, 1/3 sand, 1/3 glass. So it's just really, really important you just do the basics. Even if you just do the basics, you will be getting better and better and better no matter what else you do. So the basics are get yourself alkaline with a good 21-day cleanse, then take food-grade silica as much as you can. Also get rid of parasites. Have a gallon of water a day, half a teaspoon of pink salt in it. Eat a minimum of 6 weeks a year, organic raw food diet if you can. Juice fast. And then you have already eliminated all the physical causes. When I stop the aging factor, you drink enough, you do the rebounder, you move your lymph system. Cambridge University said the human potential is 160 years of lifespan. We can all reach this. The potential is unlimited. It's just the limit they put in our brain. Adopted children to the Hanzas in Pakistan that don't know they're adopted, they also grow 180 years and older. And we also know that children of adopted parents that don't know that they're adopted get their illnesses. So even if they have absolutely no connection to this person physically or their genetics, it's all a mental thing. If you can see yourself for 3 seconds completely happy, healthy, and holistic healthy, the Bible says, if two come together under my name, everything is possible. The two are not people. It's the subconscious mind and the mind. And this is what the instinct-based medicine system is all about, bringing together the subconscious mind with the mind. You are God. Most people that die are unable to say, I'm God. There's no God in a building there. It's not in a mosque, in a church. God is in you. That's why the Bible says you have been created after the likeness of God. So we are mini gods. Only you can determine where you go. People that lay dying in a hospital, all of a sudden, 90 years old, the nurse comes in and says, congratulations, you just became a grandfather, your daughter just got a baby, and 5 minutes later, the patient is out of the hospital and flying to see his grandchild.
Yes. Bringing up the Bible, I feel like if people are believing in the separation from God, from the Creator, that's a huge piece of everything too, don't you?
Yeah, absolutely, because I don't believe in organized religion. That has nothing to do with God. God is just you. And when you understand that, it's the 21 grams you lose when you die. That's your soul. That's God. Your body is just the carrier of your own God, yourself. I'm only quoting the Bible because it's not written by God and it's not written in a year or 5 or 100. It's an accumulation of wisdom from 6,000 years. And that's the only reason why I quote the Bible. If you're inside healthy, you're outside healthy. If you're inside rich, you're outside rich. If you're inside happy, you're outside happy. And that is supposed to be the answer to all questions.
Dr. C, do you think your protocols work so well because you also connect to the Creator, which works vibrationally behind or in front of what is seen? Some people just have innate abilities to heal regardless of what supplement or practice or exercise they work with.
Yeah, the problem is I can do this too, and I did this the first 20 years, but I will never ever do this again until I recognized that God is in the person. And if I show the patient God in them and give them the unlimited power that they truly have, just not, they have no manual, no user manual for it. Saying, here it comes down to. Everything is frequency and vibration. So if the frequency is right and the vibration is right, there's nothing negative can happen. A cancerous cell is 13 hertz, a healthy cell is 70 hertz. If the vibration just changes to 70 hertz, there is no cancerous cell anymore. When nobody eliminated it, killed it, whatever, just change the vibration. Godly power in you will cure you. You will cure you. If you are able to say, I'm God, I'm taking charge, I'm healing myself now, and you stop believing you need somebody else. Of course, we all need coaches and friends. It's like a big boxer in a world championship. They have more coaches than anybody else because nobody makes it in life alone. We are social beings. That is just all a given. But at the end of the day, it's just really, really important that people understand what heals you. At the end, it doesn't matter with or without better food, better nutrition, vitamins, and minerals. It's at the end of the day is the godliness in us. And that brings us to a vibration where we are invincible. People see it too black and white because there's so much trauma there from the past. There's so much trauma that daily life creates. So it's so complex that if you don't give the patient the power to take control, automated control, so that he instantly gets up one more time, then life throws him down. That giving up is not even a possibility in his mind.
It's never a power over anything.
We are only God in our own world, in our own body, in our own mind, in our own emotional world. I'm a help-to-self-help coach. Yes. I'm an empowerer. I'm not taking your chance to grow away, because the only purpose for living is personal growth and development. That's the only purpose for living. You don't need to ask yourself, oh, why do I live? What is life all about? No, no, it's very simple. Personal growth and development. If you don't develop anymore, you die. Very simple. Get in the next body and keep on going. Everybody like you or me, we have at least lived 1,800 times to even be able to talk on this level that we are talking right now. It's never ending, so life doesn't end. Energy doesn't end. It's a physical law. Energy cannot be created, it cannot be destroyed, it can only be transformed. So we just transform into the next body. As long as people are told you need somebody else, you are helpless, you are weak, that's where all the problems start. This is where they get exactly that, what keeps them sick. Oh, I need to go every Monday to my doctor, and I need to get my shot, and I need to get this and that. No, we all know in schizophrenic people, if they are one person with multiple personality disorder, they can have blue eyes and diabetes, and they switch over, all of a sudden they have a scar that wasn't in the other body 5 minutes ago. They have brown eyes, and they don't have diabetes. Every psychiatrist can confirm this to you. So why does it take time to heal? It doesn't. I would never dare to take somebody's chance away to grow, empower themselves, and understand that there is no need for fear, and you can do anything you set your mind on.
I thank you so much for sharing all of your information, and I'm so happy to have found that you are out there working in the world, certainly.
We have now trained coaches, EBMS coaches, in South Africa, in Brazil, all over Europe, Austria, Switzerland.
How do you find out about becoming or taking that course?
Of course, it actually takes a year to become a certified, licensed IBMS coach. The best thing is EBMS, IBMSMS.com. So it's IBMSMasterSociety.com. And it's just really important that people educate themselves.
It's more of a knowing, I think, that working with the Creator, do you think we can override all this physical BS that's going on? I think we can.
Oh, yeah, we can. We can override everything. That's why I'm fighting.
Just got to stick to it. That's all, right?
You only need to stand one more time up, then life throws you down, and do not allow the possibility of giving up, even in your mind.
Perfect. Thank you.
Thank you so very much.
A fountain of information, Dr. Leonard Coldwell. For any guest information, to listen to archives, share resources, or sign up for weekly programming, it's tributariesradio.wordpress.com. Podcasting is at iTunes as Tributaries Radio. I'm Robin Clare. Thanks for staying tuned.